Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, it seems as if we have entered another world war, only this world war is a trade war rather than a military war. What will be some of the results of this war?
One of some of the results is a lot of countries are going to get mad at the United States. Look, Donald Trump's terrorists and threats have sparked a trade war. You know, The Hill reported that Donald Trump anointed himself as America's greatest protectionist, and he's launching a global trade war to prove it, and that Trump imagines he can unilaterally restructure the world's economy. Yet they say, you know, this is going to cause massive tax increases in the United States and affect the U.S.'s ability to export. And as far as can the world's economy be restructured, I would say yes. Barron's posted the following. Trump's trade war won't be easy to negotiate away. Welcome to the new world order. The post-World War II global economic order is no longer. Well, the reality is, yes, a new world order is coming, but it's not the order that Donald Trump seemingly hopes for. Now, Church of God writers have warned about this since last century. For example, back in 1971, the old Worldwide Church of God put out trade war looming to trigger World War III. Either we start raising high tariff barriers against other countries, starting a trade war, which in time will trigger a nuclear war to destroy us, or American workers are going to have to meet the competition and workers of other countries by lowering their standards. The handwriting is on the wall. Well, this happens, taken longer than that article figured. We actually have had stagnation of real wage growth for American workers from that time to present. And now we have the type of tariffs that they warned about back in 1971, which is causing a trade war.
Well, Mr. Armstrong also warned about a nuclear war. What do you think of the possibilities of that happening?
Well, the trade issues are going to be a factor that will trigger World War III. It's a war that's going to be against the United States and its British descended allies by a power that will reorganize and rise up in Europe. And the Bible supports the idea that weapons of mass destruction, like nuclear ones, are going to be used. We now have a Europe that's angry at the UK because of Brexit, and one's really mad at the United States for lots of reasons, including Donald Trump. Back in 2013, I wrote, for at least two decades, I've believed a split would happen between the U.S. and Europeans because of how Europeans are going to view how the United States handles or mishandles trade issues. And that a major trade deal could be a prelude for the disappointment to come, I wrote.
What disappointment to come are you talking about?
Well, I wrote back then, trade wars and other economic disagreements will be part of how European leaders are going to persuade many Europeans that the United States is no longer a friend, but an enemy. You know, back in 2016, I wrote that tariffs can lead to trade wars, and trade wars can lead to real wars, and that the Bible says one day Europe will dominate international trade. The day after the November 5th, 2024 presidential election, I wrote, Donald Trump won re-election. Europe will get more serious about trade deals with others internationally, such as being motivated to approve a trade deal with the Mercosur bloc of South America. And a month later, they approved it. And they've been holding off on this forever and ever. And in December 2024, I warned that Europe is going to reach out to various ones in Asia and Africa, as well as Latin America, and do more trade with them. And that we're seeing BRICS, the Global South, and the EU working together on trade deals amongst themselves. I warned that while Donald Trump seems to believe his policies are best for the United States, there'd be various unintended consequences, such as pushing tariffs and sanctions on other countries is contributing to the rise of the final time of the Gentiles, according to Scripture. And pushing tariffs that other nations don't like get these countries to bypass the U.S. dollar and trade more with each other. And this is helping set the stage for the coming European Babylon beast to dominate international trade. I wrote all that in December, and that's happening. Last month, it was announced that Europe was looking toward the BRICS group, once perceived as a counterweight to the G7. Now they're looking at closer ties to Europe, again, which we warned about. In February of 2025, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen actually went to India to push a deal that they've been had been delayed for the longest time. Then a few weeks later, actually a month later, she made a speech. She wanted to talk about global prosperity and U.S. tariffs. Said, Europe didn't start this confrontation. We think it's wrong. But we've got the largest single market in the world. And we've got trade agreements in place with 76 countries. We just concluded trade deals with Mercosur, the Latin American bloc, Mexico, and Switzerland. We're also looking at a new deal with South America. We expect to have a deal with India by the end of the year. We're in intense negotiations with Indonesia and Thailand, which are BRICS related also, by the way. And she said she's going to go to Central Asia. And there, Europe is going to be the beating heart of the global economy. Our message is clear. Europe is reliable, predictable, and open for fair business. And then they're also talking about the Chinese, because why? President Donald Trump threatens upend transatlantic ties and global trade.
Based on that, would it be accurate to say Europe is taking the lead in filling any power vacuum that might be left by the United States?
Yeah, China wants to do it, but Europe is having success in various ways. Here's a headline from yesterday. Unlike others, we're reliable, EU tells Central Asia, as it wants to make some kind of a deal with Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. Okay. And then yesterday, they made a deal with it. That deal is in there. So let me read something about this. It says, these countries agreed to upgrade their cooperation to a strategic partnership. The EU announcing a new 12 billion euro package for the region through its Global Gateway Initiative. Now, so the EU is saying we're stable. And by the way, we've got this thing called the Global Gateway Initiative. We did a video on that a long time ago. Global Gateway is the European Union's answer to China's Belt and Road Initiative. And back in 2021, I posted that this project was ambitious. It's helped to ensure that it and not China is going to get dominance. They're not going to spend as much money as the Chinese. They're going to kind of connect in different spots. And the Bible shows that the daughter of Babylon is going to rise up and dominate trade. And so with this global gateway, that's part of what they're trying to do. And they've now made a deal. And, you know, as mentioned, the old Worldwide Church of God, they said the time is going to come that Europe is going to be in control at least half of the world trade. We're certainly getting closer. And back in 1971, the Worldwide Church of God also said Europe would have its own currency, which, by the way, it does. Like 20 countries officially use the euro. Then you got other ones who aren't even in the EU that do. Vatican, by the way, does. And Serbia, even though they got their own currency, they use it. And some other countries I've visited in Europe who aren't in the EU are doing that. Anyway, the reality is world events are aligning with properly understood biblical prophecies.
Well, on the outside chance, Dr. Teal, is it still possible that the United States could still be the winner in this trade war?
Not in the long run.
Okay.
Now, in the book of Lamentations, its first two verses speak of a power that was great among the nations. We think that's the United States. And they're going to be conquered. It's going to be conquered by friends who became enemies. Okay? There's going to be a lot of unintended consequences of Donald Trump's presidency. You know, many nations are looking at places other than the U.S. to trade with. Even the New York Times yesterday used my unintended consequences term.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wrote down, here's an article. The European Union is deepening other trade partnerships as U.S. relations sour. EU has the second largest consumer market in the world behind America. EU disagrees. They think they're the largest, but whatever. China's third. Says China and the EU haven't really been cozy in the last years, but there's a chance these tariffs could drive these two large economies closer together, as experts said. An unintended consequence at a time when Mr. Trump's America has been trying to weaken China. There have been early hints of a thaw. If U.S. tariffs are not quickly negotiated away, Europe and China could find themselves looking for new consumers. Another part, big part of Europe's strategy, making new friends, end quote from the New York Times. Mm-hmm. You know, by the way, in Europe's other strategy is to build up its military industrial base. Now, we've been warning for years that pushing the Europeans to increase their military spending would end up resulting in the Europeans deciding how to spend their funds. And for some reason, many U.S. officials haven't fully understood this. This month, here's a headline. U.S. officials object to European push to buy weapons locally. U.S. officials have told European allies they want to keep buying American-made arms. Among recent moves by the European Union to limit U.S. manufacturers' participation in weapon tenders. Trump, according to this article, has urged European allies to spend more on defense. That's true. And take greater responsibility for their own security. Well, as it does, the article says the EU is looking at bringing manufacturing in-house in light of the U.S. president's suggestion that his commitment to NATO is not absolute. There was a proposal in the mid-March defense proposal by the European Commission dubbed Rearm Europe. And European governments are going to spend on defense projects, and they're going to spend in favor of more pan-European approach to defense. You know, there's going to be a lot of unintended consequences from Donald Trump's policies and statements, including those related to trade, tariffs, and military. More of the world's nations are starting to seriously look away from the U.S. for trade, and the Europeans are switching to produce and buy their own weapons.
The Book of Lamentations then seems to indicate that the United States is about to be dethroned as the economic and military powerhouse of the world. Would that be accurate?
Yes. The reality is the New World Order is coming. And in January, I wrote, the European Union, its view is that Europe should be lead a coming New World Order. And the Bible shows that Europe will temporarily dominate trade, which means the U.S. will not. Hmm. For example, Revelation 18:3 says, talking about working with Europe, all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Let's talk about European Babylon power. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. So that's what that's telling us is other nations are going to become wealthy from dealing with mystery Babylon the Great. And Revelation 18, verse 19 said that these merchants became rich by her wealth. And Europe doesn't have to be perfect to do this. It only has to be perceived at the time to be the best economic option in the world. You know, Church of God's been warning these things on trade for a long time, and what we said have come to pass. As it says in 2 Peter 1:19, we also have the more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed, as a light that shines in a dark place, as the day dawns and a day star arises in your hearts. You know, we continue to see international affairs that are aligning with properly explained biblical prophecies.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.